The following is intended for mature audiences and may include some foul language. A sense of humor is encouraged, and if you take anything you hear seriously, well, there's something wrong with you.
Coming at you not quite live from the back of a garbage truck, eating our way out piece by piece. Of course, it's Beers and Blather, a place where two national arm wrestling champions are locked into battle. From this point henceforth, I will be known as Don Shepherd.
And I'm the one, the only, the inimitable Merritt Rolfing. Good evening.
And, of course, we have D. Greens, a.k.a. Frisky Chicken, on the other side of the glass.
As always.
Making us sound like geniuses.
Kings, really. Don, what are we, what's our sipping of choice this evening?
Tonight is a very, very, very eclectic beer you've chosen for us tonight. It's the He Brew, the chosen beer. it is kosher. It's known as the chosen beer here.
Oh,
I would have to believe chosen of the Jewish faith here.
I would assume that's the reference they're trying to make. Yes, because as you know, the Hebrew people are the chosen people.
Right, and this is the chosen beer.
Yeah.
So I feel very blessed.
I did notice they have the Judaic year as well as the normal year on the box. I don't know if you noticed that. 5756, I believe, up there.
Where am I looking at this? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Schmaltz. It's brewed by the Schmaltz Brewing Company, and it was established in year 5756 or 1996.
For all you Gentiles out there. What's it say in the bottom? I like this part.
For all you unchosen folk out there.
What does that say? Read it.
What does Red say?
Right there. Like your boobies chicken soup, there's no preservatives or gefilte fish added.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Bad pop, bad show. Shut it down.
Not a bad beer, I have to say.
You know, that tastes like beer to me.
Yeah.
That is good.
Tastes all good to me.
Smooth yet distinctive and light brown and an ale. Interesting. You didn't lie to us this time.
Yeah, it's called the Genesis Ale.
Now, it's their first beer. I've read its history, and Jeremy Cohen is their owner.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 years of civilization, finally a mecker brew with a chutzpah to call itself the chosen beer.
Nice.
There's only a little more than the ha sound in Yiddish.
I'll say.
One day, in the top five languages I like to speak, it's Yiddish. Also, the clicking thing that African people do, like...
Okay.
Does
Pig Latin rank on that list?
Well, I'm already fluent in that, so I don't have to want that.
You think you got
that's
that?
That's how I had a job as a linguist down at the Pig Latin embassy.
Did you have to get a Rosetta Stone to learn Pig Latin?
No, I got Rosetta Ray Own Stay. It's a different... That's terrible.
Well, what's happening, you know, in the news, this is something that hits me pretty close.
Yeah, you know, honestly,
sure,
it's
a lot of people that are in
our generation
kind of grew up.
These guys were pan-generational,
but,
pan at all, they were our thing.
Of course, as everyone's probably heard, Ryan Dunn has passed away.
Mm-hmm. 132 miles an hour.
In his Porsche 911 GT3.
0.157 blood alcohol limit. Living like a king?
Yeah.
Died like a fireball, apparently. I don't know. You know, I always had Dunn pegged as the staid, quiet one of the group, you know?
Yeah.
I always had him pegged as the one who was going to live the longest, because he just seemed like he wouldn't put up with this shit for very long.
Yeah, no, definitely. He always seemed like, you know...
Because he was always sick of this shit, you know?
Yeah. I'm Ryan Dunn, this is a terrible idea, you know what I mean? That was like his motto.
Yeah.
But it's... It sucks, man.
It does suck. You wonder how many, all those guys for so long, you gotta think, all those jackass guys, they felt literally invincible because they dared death. They spat in death's face thousands of times.
And just to see it go, he didn't die doing a stunt.
No.
You know what I mean? He died, you know, obviously driving, and that was, I feel like if he had died doing a stunt, it would have been like, you know, should they stop doing what they're doing, you know? But it was, you know, that would be the logical way.
I would think if
to
you,
see
honestly,
him,
I don't think there'd be much like negative backlash if he died doing a stunt. I'm surprised no one died in any of those movies.
Yeah,
I thought that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
But if he died doing a stunt for Jackass, we'd be like, well, there you go. I think there'd be more shrugging and acceptance. But the way he died, I think, was what
Yeah, and it sucks the way it all came out with the Twitter and everything. You know, like, it'd be one thing if just the people who knew what he was doing knew that he had been drinking that night.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, it came out and, it, you know, kind of puts him in a negative light to a lot of people.
It does. I don't know, honestly, I don't think it paints him in a different light than he was seen prior to.
No.
You know, it's just... No.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate, but it makes sense, I guess.
But...
What the hell was that?
But,
Green, you going crazy in there? I think he's weeping. he is sobbing over the death of Ryan Dunn. Yeah, we're sorry, man, all right? It hit all of us hard. It's like hitting us our own invulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Youth passing on and all that crap, you know. Moving on to a generation.
And there was another...
Good that we have beer on these shows, because it's depressing.
There was another life lost, the passenger. It was like some 30-year-old dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's even. I thought it was just him.
No.
I did not know there was another person in the car.
Yeah. That's one of the guys in the picture that he posted.
I don't see any pictures. All I saw was Twitter posts and comments that he was dead. I didn't really read into it because I don't find that to be news in all honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
For someone who works in news, I don't find things like someone getting arrested for, you know, DUI or simple possession or whatever. I don't think of that as news. I think of it as shit that happens.
It's like pop culture type shit.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think pop culture is news either. That's just me, though. I don't care. Although I did apply for a job today at the New York Post, and if I worked there, I would have to report almost exclusively on Lindsay Lohan, because that shit is news.
And the New York Post is king of sexual innuendos on the cover.
Oh, come on.
Going nuts with fucking Anthony Weiner.
Weiner pulls out.
Oh, Weiner's rise and fall. Like, come on. It's like... absolutely absurd.
Oh, man.
Well, and I'm saying I got a little bit of the beard going. I see you're sporting a little bit of the beard.
I mean,
the world lost a great beard.
You know, it did. Ryan Dunn had a fine, because it was what we, for so many years, it was groomed in front of us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the early, even before Jackass.
A little something.
Yeah, like scrub, you know? Some scrub. He just looked like a young kid trying to grow any facial hair at all.
Right.
As years went, I mean, he was never, you know, a Rake Jan.
No.
But that beard was just...
And the hair. I mean, Rake's hair.
Yeah. I feel that those were two separate things also. You had Rake Jan, and you had also his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And his hatred for mustard. That stuck with me for so long. Is that man's hatred for mustard? It is
hilarious. You know, he's like a genius. He's like a chemist. Like,
really?
He's really smart.
He looks like a genius.
Yeah. He just works now like at a fucking chemist, wherever chemists work, in the chemistry lab.
You know, it's like you hear about like the bassist for Nirvana, Chris Novoselic,
mm-hmm.
or Novoselic, whatever the hell. Yeah, he's like a state senator and insurance adjuster in Washington State. Like he's just this dude.
He's hawking insurance.
He's like 20 pounds overweight, bald.
So yeah, I played Nirvana.
What'd you do?
You remember that band?
Remember Nirvana? Yeah, Voice of a Generation. This guy. This is what happened.
Now I sell insurance.
But Dave Grohl is successful. I don't care. I don't care, child. So am I.
The best goddamn insurance salesman Washington State has ever seen.
Hey, his insurance was to latch on to an incredibly creative and sure to be successful young man who would later kill himself and become a god among young people. So he really insured himself.
Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, an all-time cash flow, because people are still buying Nevermind and the other ones as well.
As always, and the kitty touchers are buying Nevermind for the picture of the little kid's dick on the front.
The kid turned like 21 the other day, like this past year. Yeah, like I read an article, but I was like, the kid was like, I don't care. All right, someone just sent a picture of
Has your dick grown at all? It's like, yes.
Some. What is this?
He's like, prove it. I brought a pool. It's like, do you think the water was distorting the size of your penis in the shot?
Do you want to sue Courtney Love? Please sue Courtney Love.
Be terrific.
You know what I wonder about still is that kid they had, Francis Bean Cobain.
I wonder what he's doing.
What's that kid?
Frankie Beans.
I think
Beans.
It was a girl.
Frankie Beans.
What's Frankie?
Franks and Beans.
What's Frank's? They didn't name it after their favorite meal, did they?
They must have named it after Francis Bean. You said that's the name? Franks and Beans, baby.
They're just eating, just on heroin all high, having a kid. Let's name it Francis Beans.
All right.
Yeah,
Francis Bean.
Boom. Done. That's what they said, and the doctor led them. Yeah.
Just let it slide. Courtney Love came in with a shirt just covered in Franks and Beans. So what did you guys do? Did you guys just come up with this name?
We were swimming in Franks and Beans.
Got a kiddie pool full of
water broke. There you go. We were going for the, you know, that birth method of the underwater.
Submerged in Franks and Beans. It's a Franks and Beans baby. You know, it was beautiful. It really was. The midwife came over. We had all the Franks and Beans in the tub. Mm-hmm. And you know, just
and then you know what you have afterward is a nice meal, a post birth meal.
Yeah. Placenta, Franks and Beans.
I was reading the other day. Well, it was like a month and a half ago now. Time passes. Mm-hmm. Who'd have thought it? Women are keeping their placenta now and eating it later.
Is that
fried
right?
Fried placenta apparently.
Fried,
is,
huh?
Is a thing.
No way.
I mean, I'd fry it, bread it, fry it.
I hope it's in peanut oil. Placenta's so fatty. I grill my placenta.
I boil mine.
What would be worse than boiled placenta? Like, what? There's the stench coming out of that
kitchen.
What
are you cooking? Placenta.
I got some placenta in the freezer.
Well, you put it back in its natural. That's what they do. They'll freeze it for months on end and then eat it. And so the nutrients go into their breast milk. And then, whenever I think of breast milk, I think of P. Diddy.
I just got hungry, so I nuked some placenta real quick. I didn't have time. I just threw it in the zapper.
You know, just I had it last night. Leftovers. You know, I made a nice sandwich, actually. Yeah,
brought it to
put
work.
Cheese on there, a little hummus, a little sriracha. It was pretty good, hummus and all that. And, I mean, placenta was great. Placenta is just sparkly.
It's a shame it only comes around once every 9 months.
That's why it's one of those delicacies, you know, like, I got nothing.
Caviar or something?
Caviar? I don't know.
I don't know. That doesn't... That always comes
I'm pretty sure caviar is way more mundane than placenta. What is about gross foods and it being fancy?
Being rich and just eating gross shit?
Yeah. Oh, we're rich so we can handle the... Like bird's nest soup. I don't know. I'm still put off by that. That's gross. There's bird poop in that.
I never heard of bird's nest soup.
Oh, they made it into China land. And it is literally made from the nest of a bird. Some kind of sparrow or
that was like a ventriloquist. Your mouth didn't move and I just heard this noise come out. It's amazing.
I'm working on my on throwing my burps. I think it could come in handy when I want to make it sound like people farted and ruin their say I'm at a party, people are just jamming and I really got a burp, but I see this guy macking on this chick I want.
And you want to make it seem like he farted?
Yeah. And then I could roll up.
What about you want to just make it seem like he burped? Like,
no, I want to make it seem like he... Well, or either or. But the burp, I feel you could veil it. Or they know there isn't bits coming at you.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you burp in someone's face, they know it.
That's almost worse than farting in someone's face.
It is. It is just a... Well, no.
Sometimes.
Depends on... I don't know.
Depends on what... If you came in, just ate a leftover placenta sandwich and burped in my face, I'd be more pissed than if you farted in
my
face.
Maybe a placenta milkshake.
Just a placenta smoothie. I'd be pissed.
I'm just grossing myself out here so quick.
Yeah, why are we doing that?
I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, if you fart full, you know, bare ass.
Bare ass.
You're giving a pink eye.
There's few things worse than a bare ass.
I remember back in college, we used to have a battle. We'd fart on each other's pillows and see if we'd get pink eye.
Very nice.
No one got pink eye.
Yeah, go figure. But yeah, you're all stronger for it.
We are. We have strong scleras now.
Toyota Solaris now?
No, we don't drive, what is that, a convertible Toyota Camry?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I know. I drove one once.
By mistake.
I thought it was going to be much cooler than it was, like a Chrysler Sebring.
Right, very
cool. That's
cool.
That's
very
a
cool.
Whip. That's very a whip, cool. Right? I'd drive that any day.
Mm. How you doing on that Hebrew?
I'm leaning on the end of it. Let's max this out.
You want to push it to the limit right now?
Yeah. Limit. Yes. Let's put this on the razor's edge.
All right.
Yeah, et cetera. L'chaim, once again. Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this beer with us. I did. That was actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, not bad. When we come back, we may or may not have a guest from afar.
Yeah, if we're talking about something, or we will have a guest on a long spiritual journey. So, you know, bear with us and we'll see what happens. We'll be back in a few. We've been rocking all beers and now they're all night long.
John Travolta here. Hey, fellas, are you like me? Have you ever found yourself flying your 747, a dancing the night away in a low-cut V-neck, only to find yourself constantly fixing your wig? Well, worry no more, because the good folks over at Seminole Industries have solved all your problems with the Jizzy Wig Glue. Never before has the holding power of animal ejaculate been harnessed to keep your mop top looking tip-top. I was hooked after the first time I tried it. They use the jizz of over 37 different animals from all over the globe, so don't be fooled by imitators bottling dog and cat cum. This stuff is the real deal. My hair looks so good, I might throw on the old leather jacket and go trolling for some trim, huh? But you know what I mean, you know? So join the thousands of satisfied customers who are enjoying the freedom of having great-looking fake hair that sticks to their head. Jizzy Glue. They jerk off animals so bald guys can get laid.
Well, now we're coming back to a piece of paper. Rock a little hard and we got a gas. Drink a beer and have a fun.
And we're back. Welcome back. Beers and Blather, Beer 2, Don Shepherd, Merritt Rolfing, having a sexy good time. Don, pop that beer.
Let's pop the second Hebrew. Ooh, another good one.
I hate you for another that. Deep breathing on the side of the glass, a.k.a. Frisky Chicken.
And we're joined here by our first guest via the telephone here, none other than the bicycling maniac himself,
Peddling
Powder, Dan Steinfeld. Dan, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are fan-goddamn-tastic. What are you sipping on, Dan? Because as we all know, any guest on Beers and Blather needs to have their own drink. So, Dan, what are you sipping on this evening?
Well, I didn't have any options at the 7-Eleven, but since I am in the Rocky Mountains, I went with a Coors Light.
All right. Ooh, you know, he's
straight bitch. Straight bitch.
Hey, he's tasting the Rockies, all right? He's living the life that he's in, right?
Dan,
now,
so, was your beer cold or super cold, as indicated by the Blue Mountains on the can?
Did you take the bar test? Yeah.
I think they did not deliver in that case. But.
Son of a bitch!
God damn, 7-Eleven.
I pretty much have the view on the can, so I can fly.
It's the fucking it's the summer. Good. They're all cheaping out on the
sons
the
of
fridges,
bitches.
You know?
No, I guess it's harder to cold brew in the summertime. Well, Dan, we are drinking a beer. Oddly enough, you like it, called Hebrew, the chosen beer.
I think I've had it before.
I believe you have as well.
It's fantastic, and we wish we could be sharing it with you here. But hey, as it is, we have you on the phone. So let's get to this little interview here.
Where are you? Where are you calling from, Dan?
Silverthorne, Colorado.
Silverthorne, Colorado.
Now, is that in the Rocky Mountains?
It is. I went over Hoosier Pass today, which is like 11,500 feet.
That's hella tall.
And
although, remember, folks, he's starting at almost 5,000, so really it's only like 6,000 feet. Anyway, continue.
Pussy shit.
Bitch. Anyway, so yeah, so what's there?
What are you doing right now? Are you on the side of the road? You up in a tree? Where you camp out on the side? What? Do you have a hooker to go along with that, or?
Are there Rocky Mountain hookers? Yeah. Rocky Mountain hookers. Would they be overly hairy, I'd wonder? Probably.
I've heard they're the best in the country.
Well, obviously, the high altitude gives them more endurance.
Mm-hmm.
So.
High altitude training.
Exactly. So, Dan, what's the deal?
Your bike trip.
The whole thing, man. I mean, what's it been like so far? You're about a month into this now, maybe?
Probably close to two. It's been kind of a different segment. The beginning with the dog was completely different than it's been without him.
Yeah.
Would you say it's better without the dog?
Yeah, when we dropped him off, I went from doing like 50, 60 miles a day to through Kansas doing like 100 plus every day.
Damn! What was it like riding? I gotta know. What was it like riding through those plains where there's just nothing for miles?
Boring.
What was?
We got really lucky. And we had.
I drove through that.
You know, either no wind or tailwind. Mm-hmm. So it was fun because you can cruise at like 20 miles an hour with little effort. But you can see town, you see a water tower, and you just don't get to that water tower for like another 2 hours.
Oh my god!
You say we? What do you mean?
I've been riding with this guy Jeff. Who actually
your boyfriend?
I guess it would be hard to outpace a guy when you're riding across the country because you're just like, well, we're going to the same place, so let's roll. Yeah, yeah. What's that? Where's that? Where's
my little detour to Denver?
Oh yeah, yeah. Dan sent me a picture from Coors Field, home of the Rockies.
Yeah, you
where he depressingly was unable to demojo Justin Verlander. Thanks, Dan. Dick. Could have used that extra boost in the standings.
How was the game? Did you walk in straight smelly as fuck?
No, I showered, so...
Oh, Dan. You can't go to a baseball game.
Verlander was a boss. Pitched, I think, one run ball.
Yeah, the innings, yeah. It was a hell of a game.
I had a Todd Helton burger, which was delicious.
Mm. What's a Todd Helton burger? I've never heard. Is it old and can't
see? Is it a burger with a beard?
Shoestring onions.
It's got Thousand Island dressing on it, maybe.
Thousand Island, does Helton just crush one of these like before each game?
Yeah,
was there a story behind this Helton burger? Or?
I actually read up on it. It's nothing too exciting.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Is he just
looking for a name and he's been there since like 19 so.
Todd, you've been here a while. It's,
Hey, Helton, you like burgers? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, with Thousand Island dressing on my salad, we're going to put it on a burger.
We're going to call it the Helton burger. Hey, good luck out there, too.
I don't even want to eat that. That's fine. Get out there. He is old. I'll give him that much. That's cool, man. What's that? How's the stadium? I haven't been there. I've only driven around it. Did you see the purple seats? There's purple seats right at a mile high up there. They're in the second deck. I guess you can't see when there's people in there.
Yeah. I didn't notice them.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, people. I saw it in the off season, so anyway. So, what's been the best place you've been so far there, Dan?
I think what I did today, that pass I went over, Colorado's like a different world after coming through the East Coast and the plane.
It is. Isn't it kind of cool how this daytime ends all of a sudden? It spooked me out when I was out. I was thinking it's like 4 o'clock, boom! No more sun. And it was also the winter sun. It's spooky.
Have you encountered a bunch of bad weather? I mean, obviously, you've probably seen it all, you know, as far as rains and shit, but, like, how's it been, generally speaking, as far as the weather?
How's the weather out there?
I've been really lucky. East Coast had tornado warning, stuff like that. A lot of big storms, but, you know, since then, it's been pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, do you like riding in the rain? Does it, you know, it's almost like a free shower.
Yeah, right? That's what I'd do. That's how I'd look at it.
Yeah, as long as it's warm out, I'll take a free shower.
You're taking your shirt off when you ride every now and then, flexing it out for the fucking people driving by?
Yeah, you know, you gotta... That's so pale, it's like, whenever I'm blinding the drivers, I just, you know,
with
the jersey off.
Are you
not worried about blinding the drivers with your shiny skin? Because I have that worry myself. Similarly pale.
I think we all have that problem here.
Well, us palers, yes. It's
Has anyone, like, thrown anything out of their car at you, like, while you're biking?
No, but one guy, this was in Kansas, so mind you, passing a biker in Kansas is so easy because it's just miles of the street.
I can't get around this fucking idiot.
This guy lays on his horn from, like, 2 yards out, comes close to Jeff and I. As soon as he passes us, he pulls over and turns around and came over to just give us a hard time.
What are you guys doing, riding bikes? Yes.
Don't you know, we got this thing called a car now, you idiot.
So, in terms of thigh thickness, what are we talking about?
How many inches have you gained?
Yeah, what do you think? Are you measuring? I would be doing it every day. It's just, I don't know.
What was that?
Thigh thickness, Daniel. Your thigh thickness.
How many inches... In inches, how much thicker are your thighs now?
I would pretty much relate it to Arnold in his heyday.
Oh, my goodness. I'll be honest. He had very small legs because he was a bodybuilder, Dan. They work on their upper body solely. So I can imagine you mean you are stick thin still, which is a little creepy.
Have you encountered a cast of characters on your journey out there?
Is hobos, it, anything like that? Yeah. Gypsies, maybe?
Any run-ins with gypsies or Amish people?
Yeah.
Or midgets?
Yeah. Midgets. We like midgets on this show. Really? No hilarious run-ins with a wacky character. Damn, movies lie to you.
Nobody, you didn't come encounter with anybody like on the run from the law or anything?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't share like a motel room with like a convicted felon?
Maybe that's what he's doing tonight. Maybe this Jeff character is a convicted felon. Dan, have you looked into this Jeff character?
Yeah.
He sounds a little shady. Riding a bike across the country, quote unquote.
Being a drug mule, quote unquote, is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Have you checked his cavities for bags of heroin?
That is the slowest way to get heroin across the country on earth.
But it's the safest.
Well, I told some guy the name of my blog the other night. He's like, oh, so that's how you're funding this little...
That's what I... When I first saw it, for those of you out there listening, it's peddlingpowder.com. And I first thought, I was like, wow, Dan, you're going big. You know, usually most drug dealers don't have a website.
Have a map showing where they are at that
It's like a website. It's like isellldrugs.com. Like,
no, I didn't even think about it. Peddling powder.
That was like the first thing I thought. I was like, geez. Like, this man is trafficking narcotics. I understand this whole thing.
I did not get that.
All those little children in all these small towns just don't get the services they need.
You got to deliver that cocaine, as the saying goes.
as we always say here on Beers and Blather, you got to deliver that cocaine.
So, what's the worst thing that's happening? Has your chain broken yet? Have you had to change a tire? How's the bike holding up? I don't know, man. What's
you get a cramp in one of your nuts?
Have you reached a down point where you're just like, fuck, this is the worst idea I've ever had? Hit us with the sob stories.
I mean, I've had a few small problems with, like, one of the dumbest things that's happened to me is, I'm pedaling along. This was probably on, like, day two.
Day two, and, so you know, just right off the bat.
I shoes that clip into the pedal. I'm going, and my foot wouldn't come out of the pedal. I'm like, what's going on here? And I pull over. I was able to get one foot out. And I lost the cleat that clips in.
Day two.
My shoe fell off, so my shoe got stuck in my pedal.
Nice.
Have you been chilling like this the entire ride then?
Yeah, it's all right now.
So is there still a pedal or a shoe?
I get on the bike, I just slip my foot into the shoe. Good to go.
That's terrific.
That's fucking
Say
awesome.
You run out of pairs of shoes, you gotta wear the bike, you're just dragging the bike like on your foot, like walking into a baseball game.
You can't bring that bike, it's a shoe, sir, look at this. Just gesturing.
So what have you been doing? You've been camping out on the sides of the roads and shit, or what?
Oh, I mean, right on the side of the road. Kind of a mixture. Back in the east, in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
There's churches everywhere, so I hit up a lot of churches.
Churches?
They would either let me camp out.
I've heard they
like
float.
Million, or a lot of them let me just come inside and sleep, and little do they know I'm a Jew, so...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to out you right here.
I'm calling every church on your route.
Sometimes there's just people in town, and our maps will say give them a call, and they're friendly to bicyclists.
Oh, no way.
Get out of their house.
So there's like a real network about this. Like it's similar kind of your Appalachian Trail. For those of you who don't know, listening, Dan walked the Appalachian Trail last year. He's a wandering dervish or something.
And he did it all on his hands.
It's similar, just not on the same scale.
Yeah, I feel you. What all right, I know someone you know asked you this, I don't remember who, last year after you walked the trail, but thus far, have you learned anything about yourself? You had no answer last time. Have you learned anything? Have you reached any spiritual...
Giant spiritual awakening?
You know, like a realization on the life.
Have you seen Buddha?
Or something cool, titties even. See any titties on the road?
No, I think I have to disappoint once again. No breakthroughs. I think
some of a
bitch. The thing I've learned is that I do not enjoy sitting on a bike seat.
Right.
Can you ride no hands?
I cannot.
Oh,
Dan, you've been riding for literally 2 months straight, and you can't ride no hands.
I'd be seat surfing on that motherfucker.
I'd be 1 foot in that bitch. I'd be ghost riding my bike.
Dan, to be quite honest, half the time I'd be asleep.
Yeah, right? I'm saying. I mean. I was riding no hands on my bent ass bike out of school, and it always swerved to the right.
Damn,
come on, Dan.
So, how many miles out from where you started would you say you are right now?
My odometer broke, so I'm not sure exactly, but probably around 2,400.
Yeah. All right, I'm hopping on my BMX right after Beers and Blather ends, and I'm gonna catch up to you.
Just hold on.
I'm gonna catch
like
up to you.
My head start, and now you're gonna beat me out there.
Yeah, no, I'll beat you in one speed out there. Just one speed.
Fixing it, bitch.
I'm half the time.
They call him the fixer, Dan. Riding fixies. It's how he rolls. Come on.
That's what it's all about.
You obviously haven't seen the thighs Don has been cultivating the last month or so.
Mm.
I, Boy can bench, roll, I don't know, what's the thing? Squat 10,000 pounds at this point.
Yeah, no problem.
Flipped my truck yesterday. I don't even own a truck.
So how big is that Coors Light you're drinking there, Dan? Is it a standard 12-ounce can, a 24 banger? What are we looking at?
It would be a 24.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh, doing, how often have you been able to like get into civilization in terms of just like kick back, watch a ball game at like a bar, or eat a barbecue sandwich? Kind of a thing.
I mean, I pretty much get to a restaurant at least once a day.
Word, that's kind of cool. How, so you're never really all that lost in, outside of civilization.
No, I think the biggest stretch we've gone without, you know, having at least a gas station or something is about 60 miles.
Cocksucking Kansas, right? Or Nebraska? That son of a bitch, Nebraska. Where?
Kansas.
Kansas.
I hate that. I hate Kansas and I hate Nebraska because it gets extra long on the goddamn Interstate 80.
You know what happened to me, actually? This was the worst thing that happened.
Here it is.
My odometer broke when I was in Kansas. When you're on like a 40-mile stretch of nothing and you don't know how far you've gone.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you ever like zone out while you're riding? I mean, obviously you're just kind of chilling there. Like, what's the deal? Like, do you ever just like, just wow, and you realize you're 30 miles down the road? Don't you remember the last 30 miles?
Each mile.
Unfortunately. you ever put the iPod in? You ever jam any tunes? Do you ever jam any music while you're out there on the iPod or whatever?
Actually, mailman jumped back while.
Ditched him.
What? I mean, you're honestly just locking in riding for how many hours a day? Like, do you? Wow.
That depends. I usually roll around 10 miles an hour average, probably. So.
Do you do it by distance? You have to cover that day. You don't do it by like I'm gonna go ride for 12 hours today. Not I'm gonna go. Rather, it's I'm gonna go and ride for 90 miles today. Is that what you mean?
I kind of pick a town, you know, in like the 70-mile range.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get there, if it's early, I keep going. You know, if it's late, I'll stop.
I feel you. All right, now important question: best sandwich you've had so far? Where was it?
What was it? How much did it cost?
And how was it?
The best what?
Sandwich.
Oh, sandwich.
Whoa, that's right, folks. We ask the hard questions here on Beers and Blather. This is a big one.
Oh, jeez. There's been so many.
Yes, Dan, you're living the good life. Sandwiching across the country. Fuck Petal and Powder. Change the title. Sandwiching across the country.
.org.
That sounds good.
All right. I think I got it. It was, around the sandwich, I think, is what made it so good.
Okay.
For Berea, Kentucky, at a gas station of all places, this lady gave me a turkey club so big for $2. Oh, it was just amazing.
With bacon?
Crispy bacon.
For $2?
How was the lettuce?
Yeah, lettuce.
Yeah,
shredded lettuce?
Are we talking shredded or leaf lettuce? Leaf?
Leaf, all right.
Goddamn. Anything else? Is bacon, lettuce, tomato, turkey? Nice crusty bread? Or even Wonder Bread? Oh, God. The $2 slammer. You know, I always...
Dan, do you want to give this place a shout-out?
I mean, do you remember the name of it? Or was it just random gas station?
Yeah, it was just the gas station. I don't remember.
You know, I avoid going to gas stations for food because there's, like, the pizza place over in Middlebury now.
Yeah.
It sells pizza. But I'm always down for a slice, but I don't go there because I have a thing about not eating gas station food.
Mm.
But, Dan, you may have changed
my mind. Dan, you might have broke the mold.
God damn, $2 fat-ass turkey sandwich. What,
do good work.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to get, you're going up to Washington, I guess?
Just Oregon.
Oh, pussy. Who said that? It must have been someone in the crowd. I don't even know. There's a crowd here, Dan. So how long are you thinking? I mean, are these Rockies being tougher or easier than you thought they were going to be thus far? I mean, you were at the Rockies game on Sunday, so you've been hitting the Rockies for a couple of days.
For those of you that don't know, Merritt just looked at his watch that is not on his arm. He's trying to figure out the date. He's
trying to figure out the number of days.
Oh, right. He's counting arm hairs, track marks.
You know, I guess you just don't understand how time works, Don. It's all about growth of hair on this joint. Anyway.
All right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, are the Rockies kicking your ass as much as you thought they would, or is it easy-ish cruising compared.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're definitely tired, but it's really gradual. It's not as bad as I thought.
No.
And with the views you get, it's definitely worth it.
Is it awesome flying down mountains wicked
yeah.
fast?
What's the fastest you've ever gone on the whole trip?
You've gone, yeah.
Like 85, 90?
Yeah, it was fun cruising down New Jersey Pass today, but...
That must have been fucking wicked.
The fastest I probably hit, and this was with Russell behind me, mind you, was about 42.
Damn!
That's fast as fuck.
Where?
With a dog behind you?
No stopping.
Yeah, that was in Missouri.
Missouri? There ain't shit in Missouri. That's awesome.
What would you say tires you out more, like a day of hiking the Appalachian or a day of biking?
Biking is such, you know, like a tough day of biking, I would say bikes, but if it's flat and good wind,
yeah.
You know, it's different.
Yeah.
But yeah, biking has definitely been tougher than the Appalachian Trail so far.
No shit.
That's crazy. So, I mean, how long are you going to be out there for still? Another, like, 2 months probably?
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to finish by, like, end of July, early August, but I have to go through the Grand Tetons in Wyoming and Yellowstone, so that's probably...
That'll be awesome, though.
That will be fucking awesome. No, God, Wyoming, honestly, it sucks when you're driving through and you're exhausted
yeah.
and at 8:30 in the morning, but it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I have a lot of family in Wyoming.
It's
weird as hell. Like, you'll drive in a car through, like, the remains of a forest fire for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll drive through... So you're going to bike through burnt trees for days, I feel like.
That's going to be good. It's going to be... But if you've ever seen a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoon, they also have those kind of mountain-looking butte things.
Right, right.
Mesas and plateaus.
Right.
Really weirdly beautiful and makes you want to blow stuff up and shoot Acme rockets and, you know...
All Acme products.
Acme products and then...
Giant Acme rubber bands.
Just painting
right, yep.
of tunnels on walls and then being run over by the non-existent train that comes through it.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that happen in Wyoming. Also, Dick Cheney will shoot you in the face. It happened once. It'll happen again to someone. No one knows where he is. He's lurking everywhere.
Guy scares the shit out of me.
I'll keep my eye out for him.
You should, man. You're some hippie biker... Oh, you're his worst enemy.
You come across any animals?
You should have seen these hippies I saw yesterday, actually.
Tell me about these devilish hippies.
They had these huge bikes. One of them had a full-size guitar strapped to the side.
Oh, no.
This guy's the man already. All right, continue.
And they were just carrying so much stuff and going like 30 miles a day and just loving it. And I found them. I saw them earlier in the day. And then I found them later in the day just sitting at the bar drinking.
These guys, I like these guys. It's legit. They're just like, they're like, well, hey, we got 6 months to kill. It's right across the country. We're just kind of cruising.
Cruise, we'll stop off and play hacky sack at every flat spot. Fucking assholes.
We hate them, but we want to beat them so badly, don't we? Do they have good dreads at least? Something like that? One of those big bag hats, maybe? I like those bag hats.
Do they have bag hats?
Dude? Yeah, Dan, do they have bag hats? Answer us.
One of them had like a top hat strapped.
No, he didn't.
Strapped to his bike.
Some hairy ass guitar playing hippie, top hat in it, just chilling. I like that.
It's retarded.
It is retarded.
So how aerodynamic would you say you are when you're going down a hill? Are you ducking? You know, doing the whole thing. You got tight pants on, Dan?
You got one of those helmets?
I wanted to get one of those helmets to curb all the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to get
but
one.
No,
I don't know. It depends on my mood. You know, sometimes I want to just be a wind catcher.
I can't believe you aren't riding no hands at all.
Mm.
I mean, do you have a backpack on?
My backpack's strapped to the back of my bike.
Okay, yeah, so dude... I'm just saying, maybe not now, but once you're hitting the deserts of whatever, it'll be flat as fuck, ride no hands. Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out
yeah,
there.
See if you can do it.
Yeah, and if you can't, guess what? You have miles and miles and miles
to figure it out.
Of practice, so, I mean.
Yeah, well, I'll have to take a video of it for you.
I'll yeah, do, please do. Put it up on, once again, everyone listening, pedalingpowder.com.
So what's in store for tomorrow, Dan? What time you waking up? Where you going?
Tomorrow is actually going to be a nice, easy day. We're still
Yeah.
Hauling ass doing 90.
Silver Springs, and I'm trying to bummer ride to Rocky Mountain National Park, so I don't have to ride over there.
Nice.
Isn't that park, like, gigantic, and you can, like, never mind. Seems like it would be easier to reach once you hit the Rockies, but...
Yeah, so,
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
I was there a couple years ago. It was nice. Nice enough. They had elk in Buffalo. And dead trees.
What, you come across any cool-ass animals out there?
Yeah, what's the coolest animal you've seen?
I saw a white buffalo the other day.
A no, white buffalo?
You go to hell!
Dan... Was this an effect of the peyote you've been telling me you've been doing?
What, where?
Every time I see a donkey, I make a point of saying, "That'll do, donkey."
Well, so how often do you see donkeys then? What's the deal here?
Yeah.
Are they just clocking donkeys?
Maybe like 3 a week.
Wow.
3 a week?
I got to tell you, Dan, that's an awful high rate. Based on the overall
numbers. We got the numbers.
We do, of donkeys per week of those riding across the country. You are a good donkey and a half above average. Either that's not going to sustain, or you are breaking some records here, kid. Are you the Ted Williams of donkey season?
I might have to track them, you know?
God.
They know where the goods are.
They
donkeys.
Do. They do.
Donkeys are used for hauling goods.
Mm-hmm.
Also. So, they have to know where said goods are.
Yeah. Well, Dan, it sounds like you're killing it out there.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're looking mighty great, judging by, you know, your calves and everything.
Yeah, your overall thigh thickness.
I cannot wait to see you again.
Yeah, we assume none of your pants fit.
How long
anymore.
Is your hair, Dan? You got the long thing going? You still got the beard going
have
back?
Have you shaved? Or? Yeah. Are you just billowing?
Back in Damascus, in Virginia, when I went to trail days. My beard was bigger than all the hikers, all the AT hikers, so I shaved it.
Nice.
And I got a haircut.
Son of a bitch! Well, hey, you know, you
I know. Well, you gotta think about it.
You gotta start fresh.
Dynamic, it's
right, well, yeah, totally, 100%.
I'm saying. I can strap to the back of my bike.
that's right.
And really, that's what your weight should be measured in, is cheeseburgers. In all honesty.
But,
did I mention I also had a milk day?
No!
A what? A milk day?
You had a milkshake.
Oh, a milkshake.
The baseball game? Son of a bitch. And the Tigers won.
God.
That's been the worst game of all time.
And a Helton burger.
And a Helton burger. $1,000 dress in it.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, whatever. Just put it on. I don't even like.
I don't care.
Just pay me.
Was there a big line for the Helton burger?
Yeah, was there a stand solely for Helton burgers? And there was no one there?
Yeah. Called like the Helton Grill or something.
Oh, God.
Was there a big line, or was
he
like
has his family working at it?
It's a win-win.
Maybe that was in his contract. Also employ my deadbeat family. It's just they all have
pay
beards.
Them minimum
even
wage.
Even the women have beards. They all look the same, and it's like just glowering. Ugh, if only he didn't have any talent, we'd all be woodsmen or something. Hillbillies. He has the build of a hillbilly. Todd Helton does.
Yep.
Well, Dan, I'm sorry. Listen, we're out of beer, so we can't talk anymore.
How you doing with your beer over there?
How's your beer cooking?
This tall boy's got a little left, but...
You want to take it down?
Just chug that bitch, Dan. We got to finish our beers at the end of every segment. Chug that bitch. Let's listen, everyone. Go, Dan. What the hell's that?
Are you still alive?
All right, Dan's dead, everyone. We killed him. How often do you have alcohol out there? What is this? I mean, are you going to be, like, wasted in a few minutes because you haven't had booze in 2 months and you've just been riding a bike?
He's dead. It's a concern, but...
It's a concern. It's fine.
Well, Dan...
Yeah, I still
got to
go pedal,
20
more miles.
What?
Oh, he's got to go lock it down, kids. All right.
All right, we'll let you get on your merry way.
Yeah, ride
we'll
that,
say
bitch.
We'll say it once more, pedalingpowder.com. Dan Steinfeld, you're killing it, my man. You know, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be thinking about you over here sexually, of course.
Pretty much exclusively, yeah. Well, Dan, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you probably very soon.
Yeah, take it easy, guys. Talking to
it was wonderful, wasn't it? All right, hey, we'll see you later.
Keep in touch with yourself, Dan.
Yeah, keep touching yourself. Wait, what'd you say, Don? Oh, shit. All right, well, we'll be back in a few minutes with another beer, and we'll
Those are more fun.
Bam, ba, bam, it's battling powder on Beers and Blather. He's biking across the country wearing fucking tight pants.
Hey guys, this is Merritt Rolfing, host of Beers and Blather. You know, we have a lot of fun on the show, but I want to talk for a minute to our younger listeners about something very important. All those bigger, stronger, more popular kids especially. Remember, every day, give a nerdy kid a hard time. They need toughening up, so give them a noogie, a wedgie, or a wet willy. Without your constant, vicious pressure, these kids will have no shot at making it in the real world. Some misguided fools call it bullying, but remember, you're doing these kids a favor, even if they don't realize it yet. Just remember, every tear you make them shed now is one less they'll shed when it really matters. Thanks a lot, and remember, swirlies are fun for everyone involved.
Go.
Beers and Blather coming back at you with a third beer.
Oh, we're back. Part three, Beers and Blather. Me, Merritt Rolfing, him, Don Shepherd. Don, how are you? How's this,
About to be better as soon as we crack this
Hebrew. I'm about to pop this as well. The Hebrew number three. The chosen beer for the chosen ones. Could you be the chosen ones? I mean, does that not work? Would it be like the Lone Rangers in the hit movie Airheads? I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. But...
it would be
they were the Lone Rangers.
The chosen ones. Few chosen couple.
I mean, the
chosen makes us sound gay together.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're not a couple by any means, ladies and gentlemen. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Sure.
Well, some of us are just a little more closed-minded than others. Apparently, rolls eyes, flops wrist.
Oh, guys.
Gee whiz. But, all right. Well. What now? Wait, what time is it? Third segment? What's that mean?
I think it's grab bag time.
Oh, shit. See, we're going to have to come up with a theme song. It goes, when and then it's grab bag. It's time for a good old
what about like a smooth R&B
song? You know,
song?
It's not like, you know, yeah. Grab time, baby.
It's still the grab bag, baby.
Coming for you with a sexy time.
All right, we'll iron
that. Anyway, we'll come back later. Listen to future shows. We may have a grab bag theme song. Anyway, it's about that time. Grab bag time. So, Don, why don't you crack open your grab bag and read us this first question we got.
All right. This first question comes all the way from Iceland.
Oh, shit.
From Vladimir out there in Iceland.
A Russian guy in Iceland. Interesting.
Yeah, weird. But he wants to know what our favorite fruit snack is.
Of all time.
Now,
is that what he's asking me? Of all time?
I mean, I would assume of all time, yeah. I mean... or just this week.
That's true. I mean, I'm saying I'm a fickle fruit snacker.
Now, there's a couple of different classes of fruit snacks I like to put them in, you know? You got your solid gummies, you know.
Shark bites.
No, I'm not even, I'm talking
you mean,
about.
You know, like, they're more the more wiggly ones.
The bag is
usually of a shittier
grade.
You know?
Yeah, like a wiggly snack. But then you have your second tier, which is... you know, like you said, your Shark Bites, your Scooby-Doo, something with a solid, treat. You know, like Shark Bites, you want the white shark. You know what I mean?
The one special flavor. The one white, whatever the hell it is in the shark, in the Scooby-Doo. I know there's one.
And then you have your third tier. I like to put it, I'd almost like to call it the novelty. I'm going Gushers, Fruit by the Foot, Fruit Roll-Up.
I'm not putting Gushers in the same.
You putting Gushers in a fourth tier, or are you putting them in second tier?
Gushers are a unique device, really, and they're an undefinable aspect. But my main point here is I don't find fruit roll-ups and fruit by the foots to be novelties. I think it's just a new view. I mean, things have to evolve.
Well, yeah, maybe novelties isn't the right word for the tier.
But it's I feel it's more the,
contemporary fruit snacking?
I don't know, the rolled snacks, I guess you could call them. The rolled snacks.
A flattened out rolled
snack. I would like to go to that factory, just watch the fruit roll-ups crank out. It's just this big sheet.
Probably comes off a block and it just gets sheeted out.
10 by 10 slices. It's like money. When you see a big thing of money come out, you know, it's like $100 or whatever.
They chop it up.
I assume that's what they do with fruit roll-up. And I want to go there because that's... in my opinion, the greatest fruit snack of all time.
Because, see, if we're talking my personal favorite fruit snack, if we're including all tiers of fruit snacks, I may go berry tie-dye fruit by the foot.
Oh, those lock it down.
You know, those are pretty banging.
You know what? The tie-dye-ish ones they have for... I like the ones, the yellow.
The yellow tie-dye?
No, back in the old days, they had the yellow, blue, or the yellow.
Yellow, green, and red?
Yeah, the yellow, green, and red.
They probably still had those, were banging.
And you know what was good? Remember they had the box and you had like five different colors? You had the green, the yellow, the blue, and the red, and the other one, all of it. That was a good time. You just chow down on a box of fruit roll-ups right there. I'm saying, those things went down like it was nothing. You eat four, and be like, oh, they're 50 calories. Oh, it's fine. You eat five more. There's one left. You might as well eat it.
Now, tell me if you remember these. Anyway. Now, tell me, I mean, if we're going fruit snacks, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you consider a gummy bear to be a fruit snack?
No.
That's interesting, isn't it?
No.
Or a jelly bean. I don't think of that as a fruit snack at all.
No.
But it's a jelly bean by all, you know, it has all the aspects.
Same,
of
yeah,
a fruit
if
snack.
You want to go by definition, it would probably be, you know, considered a fruit snack.
Yeah.
No.
Or like jujubes. I don't think of those as fruit snacks.
No.
Neither Skittles. Fruit snacks are their own nebulous item, really. When you think about it, it's a.
They're definitely the closest related to gummy bears, I'd have to say. Out of all, you know, that's candy.
Gummy bears is close because they come in the bag as well.
Is a fruit snack a candy?
You know what? They've always gone with lunch.
What's really the difference? But I don't consider it a candy bar.
I don't,
when
I
you
don't
think about it like that, what's the
it's
difference?
It's got the word fruit in it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, fruit snacks.
Marketing. Honestly, it might just be marketing, but I think there must be some nutritional aspect to fruit snacks so they wouldn't be in part of your daily meal.
Well, they probably have more fruit in them than Skittles, you know what I mean?
Do they, though? I mean, there's no bits in your fruit snacks. It's just like a
gelatin. Thing.
Yeah, it's
yeah, what makes up a fruit snack?
These are the questions. You know, Vladimir and Iceland, you didn't ask the right question. What the hell is in these fruit snacks we're eating?
Right.
I don't think someone's not being fair to us. Vladimir, to answer your question, though, in short, fruit snacks, I'd say fruit roll-up. Any flavor, really. The blue ones, most notably. Those are so slamming.
Now, when you eat a fruit roll-up, do you peel out the ones that come with the peels?
Yes.
You take out the shapes? Sometimes I do, too.
Sometimes, you know what I do? I wrap the whole thing on my thumb and suck it.
Is that right?
or chew it off my finger.
Or make, like, a funny mustache.
Yeah,
like put
exactly,
under your fucking
you know?
Nose.
It's the most play-withable of all fruit snacks. And you're okay with it, because it's... They implicitly tell you to with the goofy shapes they're giving you to pull out.
And then you got the fruit roll-ups with tongue tattoos.
I've never once done a tongue tattoo.
But I've never once like sat there with a tongue. But you eat like you know, I'll just throw a hole in my mouth.
Oh yeah, oh
you
no
turn
doubt.
Your tongue, it's all fucking green.
It's
man.
Like a mud tongue.
It's like
yeah.
a giant tattoo. Tat your whole tongue.
My tongue, yeah.
The whole thing.
Oh, you got that fruit roll-up tattoo, huh? Straight hood, is what they would say.
Man. But if I have to go straight fruit snack, favorite fruit snack.
We can't
snack,
go candy. We've been through this.
No, no, I can't. I mean, I got to go, and I know we already mentioned them, but I got to go Shark Bites. Shark Bites.
Yeah, those lock it down.
Shark Bites are hard.
My problem with Shark Bites is they've been usurped. Not usurped so much as kind of stealing from their realm is the Scooby-Doo.
The Scooby-Doo.
And I thought Scooby-Doo was just I thought I had just come across a box of those. I'd never seen them before. I had just like a crate of them at work, out at school, and I ate them all. And I was on the good life. But I find out from you, just recently, in fact, that you can get them in more than one place.
Oh, yeah. No.
And so, and they're like a regular thing. It wasn't like a short run.
Because
like,
there's a fair share. There's probably Cars 2 fruit snacks right now. You
oh, yeah.
I mean?
Exactly. And there's like, those. But these are just Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo year-round.
Yeah, it's just you can get these. Yeah, you can get the Cars 2. You can get your... What's kind of Green Lantern? I'd like to get some Green Lantern ones, actually. Yeah. Except they'd probably go budget on you with the weak-ass jigglers. they're hard jello jigglers.
You think?
What's the
I
point?
Guarantee they'd give you a solid Green Lantern. Just like the white shark, it would be the Green Lantern, you know.
Maybe it would be the... But that'd be so stupid, though. Right?
I guess.
Because he's green, is what I'm saying.
Right.
No, but anyway, that's my one problem with Shark Bites is they're not a supreme character. There was a time, Don, when Shark Bites were all I ever craved.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All I wanted was Surge and Shark Bites.
Surge.
And I would just shake all day and all night. Don't have diabetes yet? I figure I'm immune.
It only made me stronger.
But where was I?
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, fruit roll-ups are way better.
but yeah, if we're encompassing all tiers of fruit snacks...
You know what you can do with fruit fruit roll-ups is wrap them around other things and eat that.
You make a fruit snack burrito is what you're telling me.
I'll put a french fry in there.
Oh, is that
I've done that.
You would mix it up?
I've been there.
I would put like gummy bears.
To quote the great Dan Steinfeld, salty sweet. Gummy bears inside, yes. Gummy worms inside, yes.
Yeah, you know.
Like a Scooby-Doo inside. Yes.
Yeah.
Done. So good.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do that.
I recommend you. Oh yeah. You know what was good? It was with Doritos. Actually, I found.
Doritos are good. Is that what you're talking?
No, they're good with the fruit roll-up. Yeah.
In the fruit roll-up or just complimented?
Complimenting with. You know, you kind of make it one bite.
Yeah. Okay. So what flavored Doritos? Red bag, blue bag?
Red bag. Basically
one bag, two bag?
Yeah, it was a very budgeted place. They didn't have any fancy blue bags. I didn't come across the blue bag Dorito until I came to my more affluent friends' houses.
They make the blue shit?
What is this? I said to myself.
We have the blue bag in individual bags.
Oh, I came across... Oh, yes, that's a good time right there. That's when you're a king. These are my personal chips.
Hey, here's your bag. Don't
don't be putting sully my bag.
Don't put your fucking fingers in mine.
I like that green bag. Ooh, that would be the green bag even.
It's not even out yet.
We'll see. All right, anyway, Vladimir. I hope we really answered your question poorly. So poorly.
I think so.
Anyway, fruit snacks are good.
Well, staying on snack foods.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking fruit snacks. I'm going, what goes hand in hand, Chips Ahoy cookies.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got a question actually here from Djibouti.
Oh, old Djibouti. Wondering about that.
It's a country. It's Sergeant Dick Richardson of the 181st Airborne. He's based out in Djibouti.
We salute
and
you.
He's a listener, and he's asking about cookies. I'm saying, and they eat good stuff out there too, folks. We spend enough money on our military. Better be eating cookies.
In all varieties.
They have every variety of Chips Ahoy. And he was wondering if we could talk about what do we think the best Chips Ahoy is?
Now.
And, you know, I had a set idea on this until like a day and a half ago when I came across something, Don. And it was the chunky with white chunks in it as well. And,
it's a heavy hitter.
I didn't even know what to do. I mean, I knew what to do. I ate all the cookies.
Okay.
But... Beyond
in the
that.
Store? Did you just eat them in the store?
No, they were at my house. They were just already there.
Oh, okay.
Pre-opened. My father buys cookies every day.
Okay.
And eats like half of them at work and then brings them home. They're kind of fair game.
Nice.
So I ate all the cookies, and after that I just... From there, I didn't know where to go, I guess is what it is. It was a life-changing, mind-bending experience. So outside of the novelty ones, I love the Reese's. I gotta stick with that.
Yeah, what are all the different types of? I mean, you got obviously your
basic,
original and your chewy.
Yeah, you got your chunky.
You got your chunky, your basic chunky, yeah. And then you got chunky white. Is what
chunky
you're telling
white
me?
Now? Yeah, we got there's a Reese's chunk with chocolate also, and I'm telling you it's slamming, but I consider it a novelty. Right. I believe there's an M&M out there.
Yeah, yeah. I've if always liked the Keebler M&M.
You know, I've always rolled with. You know, I got to tell you, Keebler, you never see it as much, but I will rate it higher than Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
So Sergeant Richardson, I mean, if you can find him, first of all.
Yeah,
Keebler is the way to... I always know what's up. I know they're a bit liberal for you military types, but...
Keebler all the way.
Living in trees.
But if we had to go Chips Ahoy to answer the question...
Yeah. What else we got? I mean, there's... There's got to be something else out there.
Sure. They probably got seasonal joints, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shit that just circulates. Green Lantern Chips Ahoy.
I would eat those. You know, chunks of green something.
In glass.
Goose poop. I don't know.
Green goose poop. I mean, I'm
green
call me a plain Jane.
I will. I have in the past, and I will again later. Don't worry.
But I'm going blue bag original sleeve.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
they don't use the original sleeve anymore.
No? What, is it in a tray?
That has been phased. It's in a tray, and it opens up with this sticky thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I don't know.
That's clown shoes. Oreos does the same thing.
It does. And you know what? It is clown shoes.
It's fucking clown shoes.
Shit. What are they doing? Anyway, blue bagging it, though? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what people say a lot to me is chewy, and I'm like,
No, but you're right. A lot of people.
I was always down with, like, in the day, chunky.
Chunky. You know, but if we're talking Chips Ahoy, like you said, I think I'm just going OG. But yeah, I get a lot of people coming at me with the chewy.
Yeah, bread bagging it.
And I'm like, no. Those always tasted funny. Those didn't taste like real cookies, you know?
It's like, oh, this is something. And you eat like 100 of them and you're just not happy.
Yeah.
Or you eat like 5 or 50 normal or chunky and you're, ecstatic. Yeah, full of cookies. Pumped. You're chilling cookie style.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's... We have divergence, and I think you should never listen to Don, anyone, in this case, because the chunky with white chunks as well was the bomb diggity, I believe is the phrase the children are using.
Yeah, the kids are using these days like crazy.
It's, anyway, so there you go. Sergeant Richardson, good luck out there, shaking Djibouti down.
Djibouti. Send me a postcard from Djibouti.
All right, well, what extra got in this grab bag there, Don?
We're getting questions... Left and right.
Left, right, down the center, up, other directions we haven't thought of yet.
Fourth dimension.
Over there to the left.
From back in time.
That guy.
But it has to do with being real big.
Mm.
Now,
I've heard of this question before.
Now, if those of you are familiar with the great Manny Fresh.
Really legendary.
In from New Orleans.
An all-time. All-timer,
big-timer. Big-timer, as he was once dubbed.
Yeah. Famous for the sound.
That sound. But he has a song.
You'll know.
He has a song entitled Real Big.
Real Big.
And
Real Big. Is it Real Big or Real Big?
I think it's real big, like
both are enunciated because God damn it, it's real big.
Right, that's real big.
That's real big.
But basically, the song goes on, and Manny Fresh is big himself.
He is, as he notes, I believe in one of the lyrics is belly real big,
right,
which is quite telling as to his body.
So if the whole song is bragging about being big,
yeah.
Here it's Jaquan from Fifth Ward Magnolia Projects in New Orleans.
This kid wants to live like the Ninth Warders, doesn't he? Yeah. He does.
You can
tell.
He wants to know what is being real big to you.
No doubt, Jaquan. You said.
Yeah, Jaquan.
He's trying to take steps to become real big. Quite plainly,
I would have to think and you know,
it's not an easy path. First of all, we'll lay that out. It's
no.
It's, you can sit at home and be just a regular guy, or you could be real big.
But you got to be
put the work in.
That's what I mean. What real big?
What
it's
is
not
real
only
big,
being
though?
Physically
no.
Real big.
To be what? There's lots of big people out there. But to be real big, one has to be big in personality, in reputation,
in volume.
In
you have to be
volume.
You have to be loud.
Yes,
I feel
you
like
have to be
you
loud.
Know, when you
your clothing and vehicles need to be
big,
quote unquote. When I say big, I don't mean although a big body Benz is always nice, and perhaps a white suit.
But bigger and big in a sense of like,
basically,
yo,
your,
that whip is
you
big.
You know, yeah, yes.
You know, like it, no matter,
your donk boxes when you're sitting on 10 feet of rim,
right?
Which is a phrase I think is underused in hip hop.
Donk box?
No, donk box and sitting on 10 feet of rim.
Okay.
Anyway. I don't know. I think to be a real big one, obviously, you just have to... I think at least 50% of it, more than that, 60% of it is personality, or rather approach.
Probably.
Approaching people to let them know you are real big, because one who's real big doesn't not tell you that.
But see, that brings about the question, are they putting on a real big front to make up for something that is, in fact, you know, the exact opposite?
I mean, if we're going to get... psychological on this bitch. I would think so, yes. I would think
to
anyone who's trying to become to the greater whole looking real big has something within them that feels inadequate. Yes, I do believe that. So, Jaquan, I mean, wonder about what you got going on with you.
Yeah.
Just saying, are you sure you need to be real big? Maybe you should do an attitude adjustment, something. Like in the wrestling move. Who did the attitude adjustment?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I can only
John Cena. Yes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
One of the new blood.
I bet
so
it
anyway,
works.
But I'd be real big, obviously.
Being real big, you know, because I'm not a big person. No. You know, you look at me.
No, by no means. I am, meanwhile, a big person.
Right.
Not in a
right.
weight sense, but I am tall, I like to think. Our boy, you know, Frisky Chicken, a.k.a. D. Green, knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
Gangling about.
Right. So, but is it... It's more than a physical being big.
Mm.
You know, it's doing big things.
Doing big things. Yeah, exactly.
So what if you're a man that comes in a small package that does big things?
If you remember in the music video, Don, real big, there was a midget at one point,
mm-hmm.
and they were doing big things at the time with his big cell phone, and he traded in. If you'll note, there's a scene in that
mm-hmm.
that I'm talking about right now. Mm-hmm. He trades in his Rolls Royce, which is a big car, for 15 or 16 Chrysler 300Cs.
So, and he's, you know, basically implying that that is a bigger move than owning a Rolls.
To have, maybe.
But you're right, you're right, though.
Having more.
I see that. That's big. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This guy bought 15 cars. Like, that's basically saying, that guy bought a Rolls Royce. That guy bought 15 cars.
That's big.
Which draws your eye more? It's like, oh, great, you got a Rolls douchebag. Or 15?
15 the same cars?
Same everything? Yeah, all fully loaded, all black.
That's fucking big.
What the fuck is this guy doing? This guy is big. That guy bought every shoe in the store. Every shoe. Like, you know, a normal rich person would buy one tailored shoe.
Right.
No. Someone who's doing it big would buy...
the whole fucking store. The whole store. Even the women's shoes. Give me
those, just in case.
Give me them all.
They go with my shit. I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm saying being big... You don't have to be. I mean, be big. You know what I mean. Be physically big.
If you go for it.
Be fat. You know, just eat bacon with every meal. Just
fried things. And what do you want to eat? Three steaks and a pile of fried dough.
Go for it.
And then for dessert, fried Twinkies.
Do it.
Dipped in cream and what? And then you just go on.
But I think it's possible to be big without being physically big.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know,
I think it is more an attitude thing than a physical.
You said what 60%.
Maybe even more. Maybe even more than 60, 75, 80. I think financial gain has to come in there some way because you can't be poor and real big at the same time.
True, not at
all.
As
I mentioned earlier, you have to be able to buy 15 cars in the entire store.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, instead of showing up with a six pack of a nice beer, you show up with three kegs of the worst beer possible. I got three kegs of Red Dog. Why?
It's big.
Just doing it big. And we're doing it big tonight, is what would be said.
Mm. It's Hebrews doing it big right now.
So anyway, Jaquan, just keep an eye on yourself. First of all, make sure you really need to be
the,
real
the
big.
The advice I offer Jaquan is be big for the right reasons.
Exactly. Don't do it to show other people what you are. Do it because, God damn it, you are, in fact, real big. And the world should know it. I think that's what Manny Fresh was getting at. Be yourself. Some of us are big and some of us are not so much.
Belly real big.
Belly real big. Everything real big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Words to live by. Mm-hmm. Words to die by.
Well, Don, I'm about a sip away from being out of beer. I don't know about you, but...
I'm about half a sip away.
Well,
speaking of real big, I think tonight was real big.
You know, the Hebrew did us real big on this one. And we'd like to give a shout out to, what's the brewery name? The Schmaltz Brewing. I don't know. Schmaltz Brewing Company. Whatever you are, you did us right. Genesis Ale, lock it down. Anyone out there drinking, I recommend it. Go out. It's a nice beer. Calming.
We'll plug again, peddlingpowder.com, Dan Steinfeld, by across the country.
He's updating every time. He's doing it
naked and posting dick pics every
week. So for any of you pedophiles out there, he totally has the entire everything of a 14-year-old. That's fucked up. All right. Well, see you next week, or whenever you retune in. Whatever. See you next time. Beers and Blather, I'm Merritt Rolving.
Don Shepard.
Good night.
Eating Helton burgers.